Good evening. This is the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, June 9th, 2016. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Governor Jay Inslee approves Spokane Tribe Casino. Crapo scolds Trump, and two Moscow men make court appearances in separate child pornography cases. We'll have details on those stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. But first, world headlines from Feature Story News and the Pacifica Radio Network. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. Union Pacific Railroad said they had removed the last of the crude oil remaining in rail cars at the site of the oil train derailment in Mosier, Oregon, which occurred Friday of last week. Greg Savieland of the Oregon Environmental Quality Department said the railroad had the oil pumped out of the rail cars and trucked to the Dalles yesterday. Crews were working to decontaminate the site and remove the derailed cars in the town in the Columbia Gorge about 70 miles east of Portland. Union Pacific spokesperson Justin Jacobs said the railroad will eventually take the oil to Tacoma, but the company will meet with the Mosier community before that happens. Washington Governor Jay Inslee gave final approval for a new Spokane Tribe casino and commercial complex on U.S. Highway 2 west of Spokane yesterday. The project on Spokane tribal land will cost $400 million to build. The U.S. Department of Interior approved the casino last year. Inslee's approval was the last step. The Kalispell Tribe, Spokane County officials, and representatives of downtown Spokane business interests lobbied against the casino. The Kalispells operate another large casino in Spokane County. According to the Spokesman Review, Tribal Chair Carol Evans said, "Gaming isn't the end-all, but it provides the means to provide for our people." Evans said money from the casino will pay for mitigating environmental issues on tribal lands and pay for a college tuition fund for tribal members. U.S. Senator Michael Crapo of Idaho says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump should take back the comment he made this week about the judge in his Trump University fraud case, who he said can't be fair because of his Mexican heritage. The Republican Crapo said in a statement, "Donald Trump may have his reasons for questioning how his case is being handled, but that should stop well short of attacking the judge in the case regarding his ethnic background. He should withdraw his remarks." Democratic Boise businessman Jerry Sturgill, who is running against Crapo this year, said in a Monday news release Crapo should reject Trump's overtly racist statement about Judge Gonzalo Curiel. Curiel is an Indiana native, Sturgill said. "What Donald Trump said about Judge Curiel shocks the conscience, and he should be ashamed." Last night, the Garfield City Council tabled a resolution to pay Mayor Ray McCown's legal costs, defending himself against a recall petition. The Daily News reports 30 people eager to argue for or against the resolution came to the City Council meeting, which council members said was the largest group to come in 10 years. The meeting was moved to the Garfield Community Center because of the number of people. After waiting 1 hour for the agenda item to come up, the group saw the council table the resolution until the next city council meeting, Wednesday, June 22nd. A former Lewis Clark State College basketball player accused of rape pled guilty to misdemeanor assault in a plea agreement and will not have to serve jail time. Court records said 24-year-old Eric A. Diouf had sex with a 20-year-old female acquaintance against her will. Defense attorney Richard Cudahy said in a risk-benefit analysis, "This was a resolution with a known outcome that Eric could live with. It allows him to move on with his life." Diouf, who is from Senegal, spent 2 weeks in the Nez Perce County Jail in September and was released on a $100,000 bond. Police have arrested a Moscow man on 11 felony charges. He used social media websites to gain access to child pornography. According to court documents unsealed yesterday, police took 26-year-old William H. Ames into custody Tuesday on charges of sexual exploitation of a child and is being held on $20,000 bond. The documents say the charges came from a March 22nd report alleging a Microsoft user was in possession of child pornography while using Skype. Investigators traced the Microsoft user to an IP address in Moscow in the 200 block of East A Street, which was the apartment where Ames and his girlfriend live. According to the Daily News, court documents say Ames admitted to investigators who went to the apartment April 29th, he received over 300 child pornography images. Police say they confiscated Ames' Lenovo laptop, where they found 400 images, as well as 24 others, which were transferred to Ames' Skype chat room account. Ames faces 10 years for each count and a $10,000 fine. Public defender Catherine Mabbott is representing Ames. Ames' first court appearance before Judge John C. Judge is next Thursday, June 16th. Another Moscow man faces 5 charges of felony possession of child pornography, punishable with 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for each count. In a May 19th probable cause affidavit, Moscow police officer Eric Kajornis said he had been investigating 37-year-old Kevin Olson since January using BitTorrent software. Kajornis wrote he focused on an IP address containing 15 files of interest. He said further research turned up 14 photos of child pornography and a list of websites containing child pornography to be downloaded. A subsequent subpoena following a search of a Time Warner Cable IP address brought police to the computer owned by Olson's wife, Laura. Police executed a search warrant April 4th at the Olson's apartment and confiscated 4 laptop computers, a camera, and an Xbox. Kajornis wrote he found child pornography on one of the computers dating back to 2007. Police say when they interviewed Olson, he said he tried to kill and clean child porn downloads, which popped up on his computer. Olson also said he was drunk and angry at the time and could not remember much except for some bestiality videos and using a keyword LS, which is a common child porn search term used to access desired websites. A judge has appointed Latah County Public Defender Deb McCormick to represent Olson at a preliminary hearing Thursday, June 23rd, a judge will determine if there is sufficient evidence to bind Olson over to district court. The search for a man who fell into a Yellowstone Park hot spring has been discontinued. Yesterday, park rangers suspended the search for 23-year-old Colin Nathaniel Scott of Portland, who they said walked away from a designated walkway and fell into an acidic hot spring. According to the Associated Press, the man's death, along with a series of other park incidents, raises concerns over visitor behavior. Park spokesperson Charissa Reed said not much of the man or his belongings remained. Reed said they were able to recover a few personal effects. There were no remains left to recover. Park officials said Ames and his sister were about 225 yards off the boardwalk when Ames slipped and fell into the hot springs in the Norris Geyser Basin. Rangers tried to recover his body by navigating their way across the fragile crust of the acidic hot spring, but ended the attempt because of the, quote, extreme nature and futility of it all. The city of Seattle has agreed to pay $100,000 to a teacher who police pepper sprayed at a Martin Luther King Jr. Day march last year. According to the Seattle Times, Seattle police pepper sprayed Garfield High School history teacher Jesse Hagopian after he gave a speech at the march. The settlement was reached last month and charges filed against Hagopian were dismissed Monday. In the complaint, Hagopian said he had difficulty breathing and suffered from anxiety and stress from the effects of the police spray as he walked down a sidewalk and was talking on his phone. Well, that's it for the KRFP Evening Report for tonight. Taking a look at the weather from the National Weather Service. A 40% chance of showers after midnight tonight, mostly cloudy, with a low around 50 degrees. 50% chance of showers tomorrow, cloudy, high near 60. And showers likely Friday night, mainly before midnight, 60% chance of precipitation. 40% chance of showers Saturday, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy, high 60. 20% chance of showers before midnight Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low 43. Mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, highs 66 both days. Currently at the Pullman-Moscow Regional Airport, fair skies 71 degrees. Coming up next, Talk Nation Radio, followed by Flashpoints, the daily investigative news magazine from Pacifica Radio at 6:30. At 7:30, music begins with World Waves with Catherine Bonzo, and that'll be followed by Confinement Loaf coming up at 9 p.m. tonight, The Deep Sleep at midnight. I'm Lee Robardis. Jim Roach assisted with tonight's newscast. If you want to help KRFP keep newscasts like this on the air, plus the newscast you hear during Morning Mix, the recordings of local events, and the public affairs shows, plus the music and arts programming you hear every day on KRFP, be sure to become a member of KRFP. Memberships are $35 a year, $20 for students and low income. You can mail your memberships to KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. That's KRFP, 114 East 3rd Street, Moscow, Idaho, 83843. Or you can go to the KRFP website to find out more ways to help KRFP. Have a good night. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman Community Radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial and online.